The MP Joan Ruddock. Hi Joan,
hi.
Why are you here today?
I'm here today because I have really campaigned against violence against women all my political life, and I'm horrified that we are in this position still today with the numbers so high and so many women suffering but people losing their lives. I mean, 109, it's just unbelievable, isn't it, in the 21st century. And I think this movement now, is, as it's obviously today going worldwide, should make a difference, because everywhere the consciousness is being raised and we are saying, as women, we can't protect ourselves alone. We can try, but it's not enough. The whole of society has got to be part of this. We've got to educate boys, we've got to educate men and indeed girls themselves to try and put a stop to this, because it's utterly, utterly unacceptable.
So what are we going to do, Joan?
Well, there's going to be a debate now in the House of Commons, starting very shortly. And one of the things we're asking for there is for relationship education to be made compulsory. It is utterly shocking that very young girls between the age of 13 and 17 in relationships today are saying that they are frequently subjected to intimidation and even violence. So we need to talk about that in the classroom. What are girls and boys doing that they can be in relationships where violence breaks out at such an early age? We know that a lot of young people consider it's perfectly acceptable for a boy to slap a girl. And we need to get to it at that stage. We need to try to change the culture. We need to see that there is a discussion amongst boys and girls about what is appropriate behaviour, what are relationships for, what is love about, and how to be able to deal with conflict without resorting to physical violence.
So you're saying this is something that we could possibly see going into the classroom?
Yes, there are good schools at the moment who do this job voluntarily in terms of relationship discussions and education, but we wanted to be part of the national curriculum so that there will not be a school in which children and young people are not given the opportunity to think about relationships at an early age with an aim to making our society free of this absolutely appalling toll of violence.
Thank you so much and good luck. Thank you.
Thank you. Don't you mind-